Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we have been looking at the seven cries from the cross of Calvary, the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ before he dismissed his spirit and, of course, descended in the lower part of the earth and then resurrected on Easter Sunday morning. On Monday, we talked about the first cry where the Lord Jesus said in Luke 23, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And we call this the cry of a compassionate sovereign, because only God could forgive sin. And on Tuesday, the second cry, when the Lord Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." This was the words to the thief on the cross. And we call that the cry of a condescending Savior. Left the portals of glory and came down and hung on a cross and there wrought salvation even to a malefactor who was hung beside. And then on yesterday we dealt with this third cry, the cry of a caring son. When the Lord Jesus said, "Woman, behold thy son," pointing Mary's attention to John. And then he said to John, "Behold thy mother." And then today, we are looking at a cry, the fourth cry, and we call this the cry of condemnation and separation. The Bible says in Matthew 27, at about the ninth hour, 27:46, in the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And for those who are familiar with the Old Testament, you will know that the Lord Jesus on the cross was fulfilling Scripture and fulfilling prophecy as he quoted Psalm 22:1 that reads, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?" And of course, the reality of this was that truly it was the first time that the Trinity had ever been split. The Scripture says that he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the fourth cry, the cry of condemnation and the cry of condemned separation. And then also want to look at the fifth cry today, when the Lord Jesus said, "I thirst." And we'll call this the cry to complete Scripture. Because the Bible says in John 19, verse 28, "And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst." And that Scripture was found in the Psalms, Psalm 69:21, written in the first person, when the psalmist said, "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." And so even in the minutest detail, the Lord filled every jot and tittle of the law, but also every jot and tittle of prophecy. And this fifth cry was for no other apparent reason than just simply the completion of Scripture. The Lord Jesus had meticulously fulfilled every aspect of the law. He had fulfilled the moral law, the ceremonial law. He had fulfilled every instance of everything that God had required, as no other man had ever done. And then he also here fulfilled the Scripture by saying, "I thirst." And certainly thirst was, they tell us, a overwhelming thing on the cross, the dehydration and, of course, the bleeding that the Lord Jesus must have suffered. But, of course, his mouth and the other things that he experienced. But when it came to this, to fulfill the Scripture, he said, "I thirst." So the fourth cry, the cry of condemned separation, when he said, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" And the fifth cry, when the Lord Jesus said, "I thirst." I'm glad today that our Savior, while on the cross of Calvary, was not there for his own sin, but he was there for the sins of many, for the sins of you and I, if you'll receive him, and if you will allow him to take your sin debt and the penalty for your sinfulness. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, redeem some precious soul today, for it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.